Accounting plans now are something that may be required for new water rights. They're not always required. And the purpose of those accounting plans is to track the water, that you divert, that you store, that you release. And really there are a couple of purposes. They want to make sure that the operations, the actual operations you're doing, match your water right. And also, they record what you do. So if there's ever a question, what happened, there's a record of exactly what was done, when it was done in this accounting plan that can be reviewed. Another element of accounting plans, I'd say, is that as you develop an accounting plan for a complex water right, it clarifies your thoughts about what that water right includes and what it doesn't in a way that just reading the water right does not, in my experience. And I guess the last thing I'd say is the overriding purpose of having an accounting plan is to protect senior water rights and protect environmental flows if those are a part of the water right. In other words, to make sure you're not with your water right doing something you're not entitled to do that would hurt others. This is probably not needed, but in case it is, in Texas, surface water is the property of the state, but the state grants licenses to use it in the form of water rights. And that process is overseen by TCEQ. And an important part of the process of operating with water rights in Texas is prior appropriation, that the most senior water right has the right to the water superior to other junior water rights. And